إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. I want to remind myself and you that enjoyment is a function of awareness. Enjoyment of something is a function of awareness. For example, two people go into an art gallery. One of them understands art, and the other one is a Philistine. Who enjoys that experience more? The one who enjoys art, who understands art, who knows what art is, who knows the artists, he knows the difference between an impressionist and someone who's trying to make an impression, and so on and so forth. Similarly, two people go into a wildlife game park and they drive around all day. And for one of them, a lion is a lion is a lion. An elephant is an elephant is an elephant. But for the other one, every elephant is different, every lion is different. That person can sit and watch a little bird on a tree for half a day, and he considers that half day to be very well spent. Because he knows that bird, he knows the life cycle of that bird, he knows what it eats, how it lives, and so on and so forth. And I can give you many such examples, but I think this is sufficient to underline the fact that enjoyment of something is a function of awareness. The more you are aware of that thing, the more you enjoy it. And awareness is enhanced by thankfulness, by shukr. Awareness is enhanced by thankfulness. If you look at something and you say, Alhamdulillah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me by giving me this thing, by giving me this person, by giving me this relationship, by giving me this knowledge, whatever it might be, we enjoy that thing that much more. I sometimes think, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this true for us all, Alhamdulillah, at least those who are sitting before me, I know this is true for you, except for this for one, and I hope it becomes true for him also. And that is, in the surah which I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He will give us hur in the Jannah. Bima kanu yaksibun, Allah said, for what they have done. So that is a reward for what we have done. You live all your life in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you get that. But then I think to myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us wives, Alhamdulillah, without doing anything. He gave us wives, Alhamdulillah, who are literally the best of the best. Without exaggeration, I can say all this now because they are not here to listen to that. And Allah gave this to us without working for it. Woh hur to kaam karne ke baad milegi. Yeh to bina kaam karegi mila. Shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do not appreciate your wife, go and look at the life of somebody else who has a wife, who makes his life a living hell in this world. And when I say wife, I am not saying this only against women. The same thing applies to husbands. Same thing applies to husbands. There are husbands who make your life a living Jannah or who make your life a living Jahannam in this world. So if we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, it does not mean that this wife now is an epitome of all goodness. No, there will be faults. There will be faults. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us with faults. But we see what we want to see. We see what we want to see. I've said this many times before. Sometimes when we are very friendly with somebody, we cannot see anything wrong in that person. Whatever that person does is good. And then for whatever reason, may Allah protect us from that. For whatever reason, someday your heart turns. Your heart turns. And now this person, you don't like that person anymore. And suddenly you find that nothing that person does or said can be good. Whatever the person says, you criticize. Even if he says something good, then you will say, nahi, nahi, wo to jhoot bol raha hai, badmash. Munafiq hai. अरे अच्छी बात बोल रहा ना, वैसे ही बोलता, सामने एक बोलता पीछे एक बोलता. इवन इफ यू से समथिंग गुड, व्हाट विल यू से? यू विल से इज अ मुनाफिक, यू नो, ही इज हैज निफाक. ही सेज समथिंग गुड इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू, सेज समथिंग बैड बिहाइंड यू. द रियलिटी ऑफ लाइफ इज, सपोजिंग समबडी हैड वीडियो टेप्ड योर रिलेशनशिप एंड योर इंटरेक्शन विद दैट पर्सन बिफोर एंड आफ्टर दिस हार्ट टर्निंग इंसिडेंट, देर वुड बी एब्सोल्युटली नो डिफरेंस इन दैट वीडियो टेप. That person would have said and done exactly what he was doing before and after. The change has happened in our interpretation of how we want to see that. That's all. In the first case, we are seeing the good in that person. And so that good overshadows all the evil, or all the bad, or all the mistakes, and all the faults. And in the second case, we look for the faults. So suddenly now, all we can see is faults. We can't see anything good. This is like getting a dust particle in your eye. When the dust particle is in the eye, at that time, if somebody shows you the most beautiful landscapes, the most beautiful paintings, the most beautiful scenery, you will see nothing. You are only conscious of that little dust particle in your eye. And all that beauty of the world is dust for you. Until that particle is out, you can't see it. Now I want you to think about the ayat of Surah Ibrahim which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, where he said, "Wala in shakartum la azidannakum, wala in kafartum inna azabi la shadid." See that ayah in relation to what I have said. Allah said, the one who thanks me, I will increase my blessing. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the blessing in the Jannah, He will give us reward. But I'm saying, just think about this, that just the thanking alone by itself increases the blessing, by itself. Because I had this blessing, but now when I thank Allah, "Ya Allah, you gave me this wonderful thing," now I enjoy that thing more. My enjoyment has increased, and therefore the value of that blessing has increased the minute I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And vice versa. "Wala in kafartum inna azabi la shadid." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised His punishment. He said, "Beware of my punishment, which is very severe." We ask Allah to protect us from the punishment. But think about this. The minute somebody starts complaining about something, immediately the punishment has started. The enjoyment of what you have is gone from your life. Enjoyment of what you have gone is there. And you find people in this world who are constantly, if you sit with, come, constantly they come. Every single word out of their mouth is complaint. They are complaining about the weather, they complain about the government, they complain about the country, they complain about their house and their this and that. And if you tell them, "Nahi, magar itta achha hai na, kya hai, magar ye dekho." सुने होंगे ना जी, अच्छा खाना, अच्छा 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 खाना, खाना अच्छा है, हाँ मगर ठंडा था. सीरियस आई एम सेइंग, एवरीथिंग, इवन इफ यू पॉइंट आउट द गुड ऑफ देम, दैट इज देयर, बट यू नो, लुक एट दिस, बिकॉज दैट डस्ट पार्टिकल इन द आई, द डस्ट पार्टिकल ऑफ कुफर. अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला कॉल्ड इट कुफर, कुफरान नियामत, डिनायल ऑफ द नियामत ऑफ अल्लाह. व इन कफर तुम, अल्लाह सेड कुफर. That does not mean that somebody is becoming a kafir. No, I'm just saying that it is the denial. Kufr is denial. Kufr is to hide. Kufran ni'mat is to hide the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this ni'mat, we hide it. We hide it, we deny it, we pretend it is not there. And then what happens when you do that? Well, Allah ki punishment, we ask Allah's protection. But I'm just saying the problem starts right there. I mean, instantly, the enjoyment of that thing has gone from your life. And you only focus on the pain of this thing. And that's why I remind myself and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the control of happiness in our lives in our hands. He gave us the control in our hands. I was in Jamshedpur in Bihar and at the XLRI, and then they took us for a drive, and you know, once you're out of Jamshedpur, the roads of Bihar and all this. And we had stopped at a traffic light, and there were huge potholes, you know, big pits. And there was a kind of a slope, the road on my right was a bit of a slope. And there was this guy who was coming on a bicycle. And he was looking somewhere, and he went into one of these pits. So he sort of bounced in the pits. And I'm telling you, I'm not telling a lie, I'm not exaggerating. I was sitting in the car and I heard him. He went into this pit and he said, "Wah, kya khadda hai." He's appreciating the pit. He went into the pit and he said, "Wah, kya khadda hai." Now, my My point is, I thought to myself, amazing, this is the secret of happiness in life. Have an attitude where even if you go into a pit, you say, what a pit. Wow, fantastic, what a pit. He had a big smile on his face, wow, kya khadda. Sugar enhances and adds pleasure to our lives. Whereas complaining, and that is the reason why Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi once, he was going down the road somewhere, and he heard two people conversing, and one man was complaining about himself and his life to another man. He was talking about how his life is, this is bad, that is bad, and so on. Hasan al-Basri stopped there, he called the man and he said, you are complaining about ar-Rahman to the one who has no Rahmah. He said, Ajib, you are complaining about the one who has all the mercy in the world to somebody who has no mercy. Our life is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is in the life is min Allah ta'ala, min ar-Rahman. And Hasan al-Basri said, you are complaining about that one to the one who has no mercy. Seriously, we must ask ourselves, the minute any complaint comes into our lives, I advise myself and you, keep that, park it, it's there, I agree, I'm not saying it is not there, park it, and then make a list of all the good things we have. All the good things we have. The fact that you and I did not have a brain hemorrhage last night. We made dua yesterday in Jummah for someone. That person had, could have been me, could have been you. What is so great about us that it should not happen to us? It can happen to us. Thank Allah, Ya Allah, you did not give me a brain hemorrhage. Alhamdulillah, I'm able to come without any pain and suffering and problem to the masjid and pray Salatul Fajr, Alhamdulillah, in a beautiful environment, with people I love, with people our friends. Now, you're making this list, 1, 2, 3, 4. This complaint is there. We keep it. We don't deny it. It's there. But you make this list and list and list and list. After that, you will feel ashamed of complaint. Kya complaint? What complaint? What is there to complain? All of you may have heard the famous story of Mahmud and Ayaz, Mahmud al-Ghaznavi, the king, and his slave Ayaz. One day, you know, Mahmud was very fond of Ayaz. So one day, Mahmud was sitting and he had a cucumber in his hand and he kept cutting slices of this cucumber. He was chatting with his slave, with Ayaz. Ayaz was sitting at his feet. And they were talking about whatever they were talking about. And Mahmud was cutting slices of this cucumber and giving them to Ayaz. And Ayaz kept eating the cucumber and chatting with the king. And when the cucumber almost finished, there was one last slice left. Mahmud put that slice in his own mouth. He ate that one slice. And the minute he bit into that cucumber, it was bitter. It was like poison. I mean, sometimes cucumbers are very bitter. He bit that thing, it was like poison, he spat it out, he threw the rest of the cucumber. And he said to us, what kind of a man are you? I gave you the whole cucumber, you never said a word. You should have told me it is bitter. I said to him, he said, my Malik, he said, oh king. He said, all the good that I get from you, he said, you want me to complain about one cucumber? Ajeeb, eh? He said, all the good that I get from you, he said, you want me to complain about one cucumber? He said, I was only aware. Eh? He said, I was only aware of the fact that you were giving that cucumber to me. He said, I was not aware of the cucumber. He said, I was aware that I was getting it from the hand of the king. Eh? Yeah, Allah ke paas jo cheez aati hai hum uske upar itraz karte hain, we complain about this. Subhanallah. He said, I was only aware of the fact that I was getting it from your hand. That I am getting the cucumber from the hand of the king. Now what about what we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is the one who gives other than Allah? Who gives other than Allah? So how can we complain? Whatever it is, how can we complain? And as I said, if we don't complain, if we make sugar, the enhancement, the beauty, the enjoyment increases right then. Right then. And of course, what Allah gives us, Allah knows. And if we complain, then the enjoyment, the beauty, the sweetness of it goes off right then. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives with thankfulness to Him. We can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as He deserves to be thanked. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to make an effort to thank Him and to continue to thank Him And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept those thanks. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from complaining about anything that comes from Him. And to save us from all forms of kufra and ni'mat. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us, to fill your lives with His blessing, to fill your lives with His protection, and to protect us from the shaitan and from all forms of sin and all forms of shurur min al-insi wal-jin fi al-hayati al-dunya wal-akhirah, and to enter us into His mercy. Allahumma jalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna la nakunanna min al-khasirin wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.